This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I have proof in the pudding.
Proof in whose pudding? Well, whose pudding are you dealing with over there?
Remember when you said you never, ever, ever thought your dog could talk to you?
My dog cannot talk to me in human terms, you know?
Well, guess what?
Language.
Guess what?
What?
I bet if you were a dolphin, you wouldn't think that a human could talk to you. What are you getting at? Here, I answered for you. Google is talking to dolphins using Pixel phones and AI.
No, they're not.
Yes, it says a new AI model from Google.
All right. You know what? Yeah, okay. Maybe they're talking to dolphins, but the dolphin's not talking back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But did you ever think as a dolphin a human would be able to talk to you? No.
A human can talk to any animal, Jamie. It's the reverse. It's the moose talking to you. Okay? That's the issue. I can sit and talk to my dog all day. Okay? I get that part.
All right.
And I can see where AI can talk to dolphins or what, but the dolphin does not answer you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he chirps, but that's it.
Dolphin Gamma is what it's called. It was created using dolphin language data collected for over 40 years. It was built specifically for Pixel devices. Google plans to share Dolphin Gamma as an open model this summer, and eventually we'll be able to talk to dolphins. And
nice.
They'll be able to...
Well, that should be come in handy when I'm down at Chatfield over the weekend. I'm sure I'll find a dolphin down at Chatfield.
Right?
Can't wait for that to come
all
out.
All right, well, anyway, just...
When's the last time you've been in a situation where you would have talked to a dolphin?
When I was at SeaWorld. I would have talked to those dolphins.
Okay, okay, you answered it. Okay, all right. You did have an answer. Okay, I'll give that
yeah,
to you.
Remember, yeah, remember, they've turned SeaWorld. They try to do this whole thing at SeaWorld. It's so funny.
Yeah.
They try to make it an animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
All these animals have been rescued.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
If I'm the general manager over at SeaWorld,
yeah,
and they come to me with this AI thing from Google, ChatGPT, or wherever it's from, okay?
Right.
And they say, here, let's try this out with your dolphin. And I say, okay, that would be a great idea, because your SeaWorld,
yeah,
all of a sudden becomes world renowned because you're the first to talk to a dolphin. What if the dolphin answers back, yeah, I'd like to no longer be in captivity? Could you release me to my friends in the ocean?
I'm so
then
sad.
You're gonna be, yeah, I'm the saddest dolphin on the planet because of you. You prick. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if we teach them prick.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if the dolphin comes back
would be bad.
And
that
complains
would, yeah,
about his captivity,
yeah.
All of a sudden, who's the schmuck? You know,
maybe you should have treated your dolphins better.
If I'm the general manager of SeaWorld, I say, shut that dolphin up. Shut him up. Shut him up now.
Is it the dolphin that has the dorsal fin that lays over when they're depressed?
No, that's orca.
It's orca?
Yeah.
That's orca.
Did you guys see that blackfish? Did
who?
You ever watch
what?
It? It's called Blackfish.
Yeah.
On CNN or whatever.
Well,
it was
I've never seen it, but I know what it's about.
It's so
sad. The sad one, yeah.
You guys, I actually cried.
Oh. Yeah, let's let that guy talk. Throw a little AI his direction. See what he's got to say. He'd be saying, hey, a-hole, look at my fin. Look at my fin. You think I'm happy? Yeah. You know what? I'm all for talking to these animals. You know what? Let's talk to Bambi out in the forest. He gets shot out 7 times a day.
Oh, they have a new reality show about that now. It's not a reality, but it's like Bambi, Revenge of Bambi.
Oh, yeah. The movie. Yeah.
It looks crazy. It looks so scary.
The Revenge of Bambi.
Gonna scar kids for life.
It is. Yeah, Bambi comes back and he's pissed.
It's called Bambi the Reckoning.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, he goes after the people that shot his mom.
Is this like Cocaine Bear or something?
Kinda.
A little bit.
The Revenge of Bambi?
It's got some...
Remember when they made the Winnie the Pooh? The scary Winnie the Pooh one?
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Winnie Houston?
They made a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh called Blood and Honey.
Like, I want to know who Whitney is.
I don't know why it said... I don't know why I thought it was Whitney.
Whitney? Did you really?
No, it just came out of my mouth. Oh, Whitney. I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
I thought you meant in all these years.
No,
you thought it was Whitney. Whitney the Pooh.
It's a knockoff version of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God. Anyway, hey, just so you guys know, there's a new pilot program coming out for Lyft where they can record everything you say inside a Lyft. Your friends, everything you say on a phone, everything. Supposedly, it's in a test phase right now for a lot of states because they want to hear you, I guess. You're supposed to be able to either opt in or whatever or opt out. But there's a girl in Canada and she was just 8-minute ride, and she was talking to her friends. Somehow, it sent back on her phone to her phone number everything in text that she had said.
So, does it use her phone wallet like through the app, or is it a different recording device?
It's a different recording device. It's the driver's app.
Oh,
the driver's app records everything you say.
Is that a bad thing?
Well,
I'm all for having a camera in Lyft.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of situations with Lyft and all these. I mean, these people are at work.
Well, yeah,
driving
used to
an
drive
Uber,
them, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to have a security camera and people know that it's actually on. So
and a recording device. You don't know when an altercation breaks out. How do you have proof who started it? And how it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
What unfolded? Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. If you're going to order an Uber or Lyft, then it comes with the territory.
I don't know. I took one home after the Rockies game. I don't know.
But, you know, if you think about it, we all have that device.
Oh, the recording device?
Yeah. It's all on your phone. Yeah. All you got to do is turn it on, sit it in the seat, and nobody knows.
Well, she was not aware she was being recorded, so I guess that's the issue with that. Let's see here. People, the newest rage. Remember, we were turning ourselves into dolls and action figures? Well, now people are using ChatGPT to turn their dogs into humans. It's kind of funny, actually. You should do it. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, I may give it a try. Which one is it?
It's ChatGPT.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just...
I don't know if I know how, but...
You just take a picture of your dog
and
put it into the ChatGPT.
I did it with my dog.
You did?
Yeah. It looks good, I guess. I don't really know what to say about it.
It looks good.
It does. It worked. Good. Yeah. I gave it a picture.
I don't understand, though. What happens?
So I gave ChatGPT a picture of my dog.
No, wait a minute. Does the dog stand on its hind legs? Does it smoking a cigarette like a human being?
No, it's not like the card table like picture where the
dog's
playing
poker. It's just a headshot.
No. Yeah. It actually came up with like a rendering of what a human would look like if Lucy was a human and not a dog.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
That's all I get.
I pulled it up on the computer. Jamie can see it.
Right.
That's what your dog would look like?
That's what it said.
Dude, you're going to bone your dog.
Oh! Yeah. I was scared of that.
Is his dog looking good or something?
Yeah. I mean, that made her pretty attractive.
Run, Lucy, run! He's coming after you!
All right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to mess around with this. That seems creepy.
That just changed the whole story, didn't it? Yeah, that just changed everything.
If you're thinking
everything.
About your dog in a skirt now, that's not good.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not going to try this
good.
One.
No. I can say that dog in a bikini top and a skirt.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Mary Spadil.
It's a person, though. It's a person.
Or is it? No, depends how much pot you smoke.
Yeah. She's hairy.
This is just wrong. All of it's wrong. I don't want to do anymore. All right, there you go, tell it, Josh.
Yeah, we're done. I think it's better to quit, too. Throw in the towel on that one. just that image in our head. BJ and Jamie. This is one of those stories that make you go, things that make you go, Did you know if you go on a cruise ship and you get sick and you got to use their sick bay, that's a separate charge?
You know, I saw this story and I was shocked at this.
I've never heard of this.
This is crazy.
I've gone on many cruises. I've never gotten sick, never used the sick bay. But I had no idea that your fee for being on that ship doesn't cover you if you get sick.
Yeah, not only did this guy pay all the price for being on the cruise ship, but then he got a medical bill.
Now, I understand if you're on a ship and all of a sudden you have to be taken off the ship and you got to go to a doctor in Mexico or in the Philippines or somewhere like that, and you get billed by that doctor. I get that, okay? No big deal. But on the ship, when you've got, the flu, I think he had, right?
He had the
right?
flu, yeah.
Right, listen to the story.
That one is saying we're sorry about your bad experience.
Just days into their week-long Caribbean cruise, things took a dark turn for Mike Cameron and his girlfriend Tamara Masterman.
They got him hooked up, catheters, IVs.
He came down with a bad case of the flu and ended up in the medical ward on board Norwegian Cruise Line's Encore ship. He recovered but felt sick again when he saw what it cost for 3 days of treatment.
To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do.
They thought the travel insurance they bought from Norwegian had them covered.
And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage. You'll be just fine.
But filing a claim turned into yet another headache.
Well, the traveler's insurance doesn't want to pay it until we run it by our health insurance. The health insurance doesn't want to pay it because it's abroad.
In the meantime, the interest is quickly adding up on that $47,000 bill, and they're running out of options.
I don't get it.
Wow. And so each says the other one needs to look at first, and they're getting interest.
And one says it won't cover it because it's abroad.
Yeah.
Right? Is it? That's what they said.
Yeah.
Not a man.
No, abroad, like you're away from. I get it. You're abroad.
Thanks, Madel. Yeah, but then I heard the rest of the story. I don't know if you have it, but they ended up because he used his. This seems so illegal. They used their credit card to charge the actual cruise.
Yeah.
That they went in and took as much as they could for the medical bill off that same credit card.
Yeah, they're completely maxed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shouldn't be illegal.
You didn't. I mean, it should be
illegal.
It. Yeah.
That should be illegal. You can't just go. I guess you can, though.
Well, would think if you get Norwegian travel insurance that it would in fact cover that. I mean, that's just the
you're
end of story.
On their boat.
Yeah,
you're using their facility.
Wow.
You can order all the drinks you want.
Yeah.
You can eat all the food you want. You should be able to get all the medicine you want.
That is crazy.
Right? That is a
and
wild
then they
story.
Went in and charge of, I don't know, you guys. Based on just like the guy that lives here, and he got that medical bill. I mean, he was taken off of the ship, right?
Yeah.
But that medical bill that he got, I forgot where he was, but it was so much money.
We asked for money for donations to get him back to the U.S. because this guy got caught up in a trip that he took abroad.
Craig. Yeah.
And he was over there and got in the hospital, was there for weeks, almost died. Yeah. I mean, it was really bad. And they were trying their best to get him back here on a flight for life.
Correct.
To bring back to the U.S. But that thing cost like $108,000 just to get him back here. I know Steel Bros Heating and Air, they gave $10,000 they gave to help get him back here. We're going to try to get his son on tomorrow.
Yeah, because I would love to hear a follow-up because I know they got him to Craig, and then that's last we heard.
The last I heard, he was in but I read this, okay? So I heard that he was in rehab trying to get back on his feet again, but that was the last I heard.
Was that a Craig?
That's been several months ago. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. It was before Christmas.
Because, I mean, that's the best of the best, so I was so thankful that they were getting in there.
So hopefully we can get him on tomorrow, if that's possible. Do you think it's possible, Spadil?
I did call him earlier, and his voicemail, wasn't set up, so I'm trying texting him right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try to get him on. Yeah. But man, I tell you, you get on one of these cruise ships. I had no idea that if you use their sick bay, I think that's what it's called on a ship. If you use their sick bay, that's a separate fee. And this guy ran up $47,000.
Let's just say I, had a headache or whatever. And I went down there and I was like, can I get a couple aspirin? I mean, are you going to be charged?
I would imagine. If this guy got a right?
I would say any office visit.
Yeah, that
even
is,
though it's on a ship.
It'd be like going to urgent care or something, probably.
Wow, that is scary, isn't it?
Well, it's a ripoff, is what it is.
That too, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, Jamie, I was ordering baseball. Major League Baseball, you know, you get that whole subscription thing. You can watch every game and all that, right?
Right.
It's like $39.
A month?
Three different times.
Okay.
Okay, so three different months, you pay $39, right? So I'm flipping through some of the upper channels looking for my games, and I come across professional pillow fighting.
Shut up. You did not.
Professional pillow fighting.
Pillow.
It was cool. Yeah. And this was dudes. It wasn't even women.
I was going to say, were they like girls in their panties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they probably have the women.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they wear, but the ones I saw were actual men doing it. Professional pillow fighting, a league.
Were they down pillows or what were they? Concrete?
I didn't stick around. No, it's a pillow. It's a regular pillow from what I understand. And they're in a ring and there's a crowd there, much like a boxing match. And they're fighting with two pillows.
I don't believe you.
People are actually watching this?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't know if they're watching or not, Carson. I'm just flipping through the channels and I saw it on.
I don't believe you.
But it does exist. All right, Shmadel, can you pull it up on the computer?
Was this one of those things like, I'm going to say something, see if they believe me?
No! No, Shmadel, you there?
Yeah, professional pillow fighting is the thing.
Yeah,
they even have it on ESPN.
But I didn't know that. Yeah. I just saw it yesterday.
You guys are full of poo.
It is. It's on that thing that they do every year, the Ocho thing. They do it annually every year.
What pillow fighting. Ocho thing? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every year
dude.
They do something called ESPN, the Ocho. It's where they do kind of like outlandish extreme sports. Okay. Such as pillow fighting.
Yeah, but it is a league.
It is absolutely a league.
Yeah, it's a league. Yeah. It is professional. Yeah. And it's on TV. I saw it yesterday.
Do you really want to tell people, like, as a professional pillow fighter, that's what you do for a living?
Yeah. I'm telling them not to televise that.
Right? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've come across on the upper channels.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the upper channels.
Okay.
This is kind of like the dark web, in a way.
What's next? Toe sucking?
It's like... You're close.
Oh, really?
No.
Butt slapping.
Shut up.
No, that is a thing.
Butt slapping.
It is. Yeah.
Not, are you in on this?
No. It started. He's right. It started in Romania in like Bucharest a few years ago, and now it's taken all the way to Las Vegas. They actually have booty slapping competitions in Las Vegas.
Girls in thongs. I'm not slapping each other's. And it's a competition, and it's who gives in first, right? You smack the crap out of somebody.
Well, they look at, like, you know, the ripple effects and then, like, you know, sound, like how loud it is, stuff like that.
What are you guys doing?
The scoring? Is the ripple? Hang on, Jamie.
What are you doing?
Can I talk to Shmadel for a minute, please?
Do they have, like, instant replay, slow-mo?
They do have slow-mo, yeah.
And then do they have, like, a jiggle, like a jiggle meter?
Yeah, that's how they judge it. That's the ripple. That's the biggest judge.
The jiggle meter?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow. I may have to watch that one. Pillow fighting, it didn't really turn me on that much, you know?
Right.
But I think the ass slap.
Slapping will really get you going. You're turning into Shmadel. You're a big dill.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado, and on the Odyssey app all over the country. And you can get the podcast here. It'll be up in about 30 minutes or so. Today is tax day, which means a lot of people are writing big checks to go to the government, or maybe even a little check.
Or maybe even a refund.
Or even a refund. Well, if you're getting a refund, you've already got it. Most people, if you're getting a return, man, you're on that sucker in January, right?
Now, aren't there a bunch of specials?
Well,
yes.
If you're writing a check for $5,000 today, you're not out of luck. There are people thinking about you and your misery right now.
Right.
Like Burger King, for example. They're going to give you a 1 cent cheeseburger. Now, of course, you got to buy some other stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but it's a penny for that cheeseburger, okay? But that's better than you having to write a $5,000 check and get nothing.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice of them.
How about Hooters? Hooters. Now, I know they're filing for bankruptcy themselves.
I know. I was like, wait.
But they're giving you a chance to get an appetizer for $4.15.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you had the appetizers?
At Hooters?
There's a reason they're going out of business.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I love the place. You
those
know
are
me.
Your people, man.
I'm just saying, some of those appetizers, I don't know, $4.50. But It's good news for you in case you're having to write a check today to the government, okay? How about Krispy Kreme donuts? Let's go through the list here.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme donuts. You go into the donut shop, and let me tell you something. Krispy Kreme never misses an opportunity to give you a free donut.
That is true. They do a great job. Their marketing is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get a box of a dozen original glazed donuts with the purchase of another dozen.
They always do that.
A little bit of a hook.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hook. Yeah. How about 7-Eleven?
Ah, God, you scared me.
How about 7-Eleven?
Yeah, what about
7-Eleven?
7-Eleven. I bet there's a Slurpee deal.
No. Oh. No, you got to download the app. Oh. And then they'll, let's see, if you buy something in 7-Eleven that costs more than $20, they'll give you a discount on it of $10.40, which is, you know, the name of the form.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
But you got to, there's nothing at 7-Eleven worth $20 for me.
Every time I go, besides gas. No, you get candy.
What do you get?
And you get that popcorn.
$20 worth?
You get some Slurpees. Yeah.
You get those mini tacos that they got.
Yeah, those hot dogs are rolling forever.
Sorry for the bad attitude.
I got a gas can there once. I swear to God, it was $20.
Did you get a gas can?
Yeah, I did.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right, sorry about the bad attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing their best out there. All right, here's another one for you. Steak Shack. They're offering customers a free black truffle burger. Mm. Oh, no kidding. You get a free burger? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, you have to download an app.
Yeah, you got to download an app and you got to spend
at
least.
And you got to see this hoop. You have to jump through it.
You get $10.40. $10.40. Get it?
Yeah,
Everybody has that little hook. Olive Garden.
I love the Olive Garden.
They're going to throw in some extra breadsticks with the bottomless breadsticks.
What do you mean? No, they're not. You get them anyway.
You get extra.
So what is
they're going
it?
To give you extra breadsticks.
You get them anyway. You can ask for
it's
endless.
Bottomless.
It's endless.
Theirs is too long to read.
Well, tell me, because I love Olive Garden.
All right. The deal, which runs through May 4th, it's not just for today. Any customer to purchase an entree for $14.99 comes with unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. And let's see here. You can have a take-home option, $14.99 also, of whatever you want on the menu.
Well, right now is buy one, get one free.
Look, I didn't make this up. I'm just reading it for you.
Right now, oh, it's any option because they give you four choices for ones that are free that you can take home.
Oh,
is it buy one,
okay,
take
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, they're just doing that again.
But they have more options.
Buffalo
By the way,
Wild
wait,
Wings.
Wait, can I just tell
what?
You one thing? I just want to give a shout out to my Olive Gardens.
What?
Okay, the one in Aurora does a far better job of like putting butter on the breadsticks or whatever that, you know, the garlic sauce.
Yeah.
The one in Aurora, great job. The one in Highlands Ranch.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. In Lone Tree, I think it is.
Oh, a little short on the butter, are they?
Oh, my God. They don't even do it. It's like, dry.
You can't expect it down at Holland's Ranch, though.
They're like, oh,
you
we're know? So healthy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Aurora's like, let's go.
Yeah, Aurora will slap on the butter for you, man. You want your buns buttered?
I'm telling you.
Go to Aurora.
It's a lot better, that Olive Garden.
Good to know.
Well, there you go. Okay. There's your tax update.
Oh, wait, did you have one more and I interrupted it? What was it?
Well, I had Buffalo Wild Wings, but I think I just lost it.
Oh. I bet it's not like.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
It's only two sentences.
All right.
I can do this one.
All right.
Buffalo Wild Wings offering a wide variety of deals this month.
Uh-huh.
For the month? It's not even for today.
See in store for details.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
Look, there are no breaks today. If you have to write a check to the government, it sucks.
It does
and there's
suck.
No donut going to fix it, okay?
You're not wrong there.
You know, there's
You're
no chicken
wrong.
Wing.
Yeah,
there's no donut. Hell, a breadstick can't do it today.
No.
Did you ever work yours out? The taxes?
I don't want to talk about it. Fine.
That's a no.
Everything's fine.
That's a no.
Everything's fine. I'm sure.
All right. What do you say we get together for lunch today and have a check writing ceremony?
Right? We should. Oh, my God.
I hate it. All right. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Not Thursday. Enjoy your Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.